Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified internist and addiction medicine specialist, and it's his birthday tonight.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Yes, woo, doggy.
Still suffering from that low self esteem thing. Where it's my birthday all day and I don't care.
You didn't know it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like me. You get a little uncomfortable if somebody tries to do something for you, but then you complain like hell when no one does anything for you. Dr. Drew.
Thank God for Dr. Drew.
50 has never looked so young, I'll tell you.
That's right. If I were 50, I'd feel pretty good.
Yeah, how old are you?
43.
43 years old, everybody. And let me tell you, this guy has a whole gymnasium in his house. He looks brand new. I think he's a low-mileage guy.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Yeah.
How my hair turns so damn white.
Yeah, but your hair's all in place. Yeah. You're in great shape. There's nothing wrong with you, you know? You're holding up nicely.
All right.
You still got it.
Good times.
Yeah, good times. Drew just asked me during the...
We are obnoxious, aren't we?
Yeah, Drew just asked me right before we went on if my phone came in different colors. Drew, have we run out of things to talk about? Why do you want to know if my phone comes in different colors?
It's sort of a retarded color.
Silver?
Yeah.
Yeah, but let me give a tip out to all the kiddies out there. I was just thinking about this, and I got to do it. I'm going to do it myself. I got to remember to do this. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna write on my phone right now. Cell phones come in almost exclusively in black. Wallets come almost exclusively in black.
Brown and black.
I wear almost exclusively sweatpants and or pajama type, pullover type, you know, warm-up pants.
Yeah.
And every car interior I ever sit in is black, including once in a while when we hop into the back of a town car or limousine on the way to something. Inevitably, the wallet and the cell phone slide out of the loose-fitting pant pockets onto the black seat. And let me tell you, I cannot spot my black wallet, my black leather wallet, on a black leather car seat when I'm climbing out going to an airport.
At night.
Yes, I would like to paint my wallet Caltrans orange, mm-hmm. and also my cell phone. So the fact that it's silver and everything in my car is black is good. And as you know, an idea which I pioneered years ago, and it's still not caught on, but I predict one day it will, the seat gutter system for automobiles. All the change, all the cell phones, the keys, the matches, the hash pipes, all the stuff that falls out of your pockets while you're driving will go into a small seat gutter and end up in a receptacle in the trunk of your car. Yeah. What a day that would be. What a day. All those mini little mag flashlights and the coins and all the little knickknacks and the batteries and the tidbits that end up wedged between the console and your car seat. And they get in that little mechanism down there and they get caught up in the track and it's gone.
You never see it again.
No, and if you have power seats, when you look under your seat, all you see is motors, gears, and wires. You can't get your hand under there. Now, every time I get rid of a car, I also give away thousands of dollars in cash, cell phones, goods. Batteries, and goods. That's right. The car seat gutter, everyone. Now, one more thing I want to say, and then we'll move on. They did a survey, which I predict, I think the nature of man is good. I don't think it's evil. I think it's lazy. I think usually when there's a decision to make, people err in their favor.
Unless they're angry.
But I think generally, when you drop your wallet, your cell phone, or your keys, 75 to 80% of the people that come across it first would like to get it back to you. But if they have no way to get it back to you, they quickly lose interest.
Quickly, yeah.
And they did a little test. I don't think everyone's evil. I don't think everyone that finds a wallet or a cell phone is going to keep it for themselves. I mean, just think about all the people you know. They found some keys or a wallet. They'd like to get it back to whoever the rightful owner was. Did a little test where they put these identification tags on everything, you know, if found, call. And they started throwing stuff all around the valley. And about 80% of the people called.
Wow.
So everyone, just put your name and your number on your cell, you know, put on your wallet and your cell phone.
I
and all
drove
that stuff.
Onto the freeway with my wallet on top of my car once, and it fell off. And a guy picked it up and called me.
There you go. Good times. He later went over and raped Drew's wife when he found the address off his driver's license. But still, he got the wallet back, and it was a small price to pay.
20 years ago.
Dominique?
Ella?
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my penis was kind of curved, and it's been like that for a couple of years. I don't know what's up with that.
Mm-hmm. What direction is it curving?
To the left.
All right. Some curve is normal. Is there any problem with erections?
It's just curved when it's erected. It's erected.
No, but is it hurt, or do you have trouble getting an erection or sustaining an erection?
Not really.
All right. So they made us have a little curve. Sometimes 800 units of vitamin E a day will help diminish that. There's something called Peyronie's disease where it can really start to affect
Really, that can't work.
Yeah, they say it does. So
no.
Try the little vitamin E. Start dressing to the other side.
Do you know what that means, Dominic?
No.
Is your name Dominic?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, with the doesn't that say Dominique?
Yes, it does.
Listen, all right, you're lucky I can't remember your name, Damien, because nobody spells worse than me, but possibly Damien, our phone screener. Yeah, put your penis to the other side.
All right.
You know, in your pants?
Yeah.
So you can start training it the other way.
Okay.
All right, good times.
And
800 units of vitamin E. He's going to yell something now.
How many tablets is 800 units of vitamin E?
One, those big oblong ones, or two of the little rounder ones.
All right.
Oh, and I was...
Here it goes.
It's always great with vitamin E when you belch up the fish guts later.
Yeah.
Is that E?
No.
No, that's A?
That's fish oil.
A and D? D? What's the fish oil?
There's the...
What's the one
the
that
fatty
tastes...
Fatty acids, the...
yeah, but what's the one that tastes like cod liver
acid,
oil?
Yeah, that's the fish oils.
Is that A and D?
No,
there's a number to it. Mm. I swear to Christ, there's a letter designated to it. Go ahead, Dominic.
Since it's like Dr. Drew's birthday, can we play the Dr. Drew mix night?
Yeah, that's a good call. Right, make a note of that, Anderson. We'll play Dr. Drew's... play the boogie.
Especially
or the
in honor of Carrot Top being such a huge comeback these days.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot Carrot Top was in there. Let me tell you something. I am losing my mind. I got home today. I checked my caller ID.
Yeah.
I saw a number on there, and I thought, hey, that's a familiar number. Who is that?
Your number.
And it was bothering me. Yeah, it was bothering me. And I was like, who's been calling me? And then all the scenarios started going through my head. Ooh, ex-girlfriends. Who could this be? Something provocative, perhaps. So I finally call it. I hear my cell phone ringing in the bathroom. Cell phone. My own cell phone number I call. This is what happens when you get older. You're laughing, but this is nothing. No, I don't even smoke much pot.
Hi, this is Adam. Please leave a message.
Give me a second.
All right.
I want you guys to notice. Look what he's written on his phone. Look, you can't see. He's written on his phone. If found, please call.
And I'm
You're going to come up with the number?
I'm going to give a number, yeah. Chelsea?
Yeah.
You're 16. What's up?
When I masturbate, it doesn't feel good.
All right.
What are you doing?
Just like rubbing my clit and like sometimes inserting a finger, but it hurts.
It hurts when you insert something, or it hurts when the whole thing hurts?
Both.
Seems like she's covering the basics with the rubbing the clit and inserting the finger. maybe you're not into this yet.
Possibly.
Well,
I don't know.
Have you had sex?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yes.
Have you had an orgasm with sex?
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
You know, I wonder, you know, we're learning so much about the effects of estrogen and progesterone on women and their sexual responsiveness. Progesterone can make it uncomfortable to stimulate the clitoris sometimes in some women.
What do you mean? Why uncomfortable?
It just feels like not right, like uncomfortable. I know it's hard to imagine as a male, but they are influenced by these hormones rather profoundly. And I wonder if they start to estrogenize more fully as they hit sort of the end of adolescence. And, the adrenal glands are producing a bunch of androgens. They're sort of under the influence of more androgens at that age.
Maybe her foo-foo's just sore. Hey, Chelsea?
Yeah.
I think this is a sign that maybe it's a little early for you and you're not ready for this.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not trying to be condescending, but a lot of women we speak to don't really get into their masturbatorial stride. They don't hit it until, 25, 26. You know, they hit it a little bit later in life. And 16's a little bit young, and your vagina's telling you, it's not that into it.
It's very different than for men. It may be some of these hormonal influences. It may be the fact that you need more input from sort of an emotional experience. There's various reasons for this.
And but what's the feeling? You feel aroused, and then you go try it, and it's uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's just like, when I do it, it's like sore.
Okay. All right. Listen, hold on a second. I think she helped make my point that maybe she wasn't ready.
Yeah. But women, listen, you put women on Zoloft or Prozac, that's kind of the way they complain about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. She's getting regular sex. Are you getting regular sex from your boyfriend?
Yeah.
And you have the orgasm?
Yeah.
And really?
Really?
Yeah.
Through intercourse?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah?
Say yeah, I guess. So far, she would go with that.
It's Drew's birthday. Indulge him.
Do you
for sure have an orgasm?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I do.
Okay. And what about through oral sex? Do you have an orgasm?
No.
Only through the intercourse?
Yes.
Okay.
Huh.
How often do you have sex with him?
Like once a week.
All right. Have you seen a doctor? You get a pelvic exam?
Yeah.
All right. And are you on the pill?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, you're on the pill. What pill are you taking?
I'm taking the one that's like helps your face too.
The triphasic pill?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, the pill might be doing some of that to you, too. Sometimes women complain about that, but not usually that pill, interestingly.
Well, stay on the pill, and you're getting your orgasm once a week from your boyfriend, so, you know, good times. You're way ahead of the game, by the way. Adriana?
Yes?
You're 26?
That's correct.
What's up? Boy, you angry, or what's
no,
up with
no.
you?
I'm just falling asleep here. I've been in hell for a while.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, happy birthday to Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Drew?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dr. Drew.
Adriana.
He looks wonderful, especially for his age. He looks great.
Yeah. Such a man of such advanced age. Thank
Holding
you.
Holding up nicely, yeah. Him and John Forsythe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Before it falls apart.
Ow!
Jerry Lewis pretty soon.
Ooh.
Did you see him on the telethon?
Jerry Lewis's head just looked like a 5 gallon bucket. Like someone put a 5 gallon bucket over his head and painted his face on it. I mean, he had a huge head. And something happened to his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
I saw Tony Danza singing, which was quite an aside, and going up to him and saying, you know, we're thoughts are with you. I hope you're okay. I thought, what's going on with him?
With Jerry?
Yeah.
He has gigantism of the head.
Yes.
And a human bloating syndrome or something. And what's up? I saw Tony Danza on there, like, tap dancing and singing. And I realized, geez, these guys are such hacks. They're horrible singers. They're horrible dancers. And then I realized, you know why these people all agree to do the telethon?
To try these things.
No one else will let them sing.
Yeah, try out things they always wanted to do.
Yeah, there's no way you can go on Letterman or Leno and sing because you can't sing.
He was preceded by Charo.
Did she sing?
Were we just not talking about her?
Yes, we were.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
Yes. Adriana?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We digress.
Okay. I got a question for you guys. I'm 26, so that's kind of old for having those kind of problems, I think. But for some reason, I can't get an orgasm with the guy.
How about by yourself?
No problem. No problem at all.
Do you have any problems with men?
No, not at all. That's even more scary because I never had a problem with getting a guy or anything like that.
The relationships are good?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, good as, you know, at this...
As bad relationships go.
What technique do you use when you give yourself the orgasm?
Oh, God, you don't want to know. Yeah. Just like the last caller, I've never actually enjoyed it first. And I spoke about it with my gynecologist, and she actually got me into it. She says maybe you should start masturbating and stuff. So I kind of tried, and it's more like, you know, kind of playing with the shower and stuff like that.
With the water?
Yeah.
Why are you so ashamed of that? Why do you think we wouldn't want to... First of all, we hear about that all the time.
Well, hold on. I don't think she's ashamed about it. She's talking to her gynecologist about masturbating.
Yeah, but she said, oh, you wouldn't want to hear about it.
I mean, well, she told us.
You know, when I talk about it with my friends, that, like, you're doing what?
No, for us. That's the Ann. That's our producer Ann method.
Yeah,
that's the patented method of the show.
But Drew, you make a horrible point because she just told us what it was, and she's being very, very forthright. So we appreciate that.
That's the only way I can get an orgasm, though. Too.
Can you incorporate that into whatever you're doing with a guy?
I've never actually tried because my last boyfriend wasn't really into it, and then the guy before that, it was kind of like, you know, he was basically jealous of it.
Of the shower head?
Yeah.
I understand.
Well,
he was like, you know, why would you do this?
But you're describing two guys that sort of are suspect, you know what I mean?
Well, you listen, you said, do you have any trouble with guys?
Yeah.
She said, I have no trouble getting guys.
Yeah.
Which
right.
is an interesting twist,
yeah.
but not the right answer.
I thought maybe this is like a psychological
No, stop.
Thing.
Yes, and we're exploring that with you. And so do you understand what Adam is saying even?
Yeah.
We asked, what's he saying?
What do you mean, what are you saying?
All right, hold on. Drew, I know it's your birthday, but shut up. Jesus Christ. Let me get some quick answers out of you.
Okay.
Where are you from?
What do you mean, where I'm from? Chicago.
Where's your nationality?
Poland.
Oh, Poland.
When it comes to sex, there's no difference than here. So.
Well, yeah, but you got Polacks over there trying to have sex. I mean, that's a disaster. Putting it in your belly button, in your ear, in your nostril. I've heard all the jokes. Oh yeah. Heart. Okay, and how's your dad?
He was never really in my life ever.
Okay, mm-hmm. and did you have any stepdads, any male influence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How were they? Alcoholics?
No, they were fine. I mean, there was one time when I actually got abused by him, but just once. I don't think it should have any effect because I thought about that too.
Okay. What did he do to you?
A friend of his was kind of trying to become too close to me.
How old were you?
About 17, 16.
That's got to affect you. Maybe not total meltdown profoundly affect you, but it has to have an influence.
Well, why did he abuse you when his friend was trying to get too close to you?
It was more like, you know, he had a little bit to drink and
he got together with
and we got into the fight about this.
And by the way, you can go ahead and tell us he's an alcoholic. That's fine.
He's not. Seriously, he's not. He just, I mean, ever since this incident, he doesn't drink at all.
Hmm.
So,
okay. All right.
He's a really good
guy. All right,
guy.
But your real dad, you don't know your real dad.
I do know him. It's just that I...
He abandoned the family.
Yeah, I left home. He was never really, you know, he was never really a dad for me. And
okay.
I left the country, and I've right. seen it for the past 10 years.
Yeah. So. That's enough to have a little, some male issues. I don't know that it's blocking your orgasm, but you may be choosing guys.
Yeah.
You need to find a guy who's going to work with you.
Right, you're choosing not-so-good guys, not available guys.
You're choosing bad guys who don't want to work with you.
Right, the first guy, he's not really into sex. Really? What's up with him? Second guy... What was it that she said? He was jealous of a shower. Sounds like a dynamite guy.
Okay,
that's the guy.
Here's the deal.
With.
Here's the deal. You have to think of your vagina as having special needs, like a retarded child.
Special needs vagina?
Yeah, you have a special vagina.
Mm-hmm. Special needs.
Like your vagina is Down syndrome, and you can't just take the Down syndrome. Like a Down syndrome kid or kid with a learning disorder.
Excuse me. Orgasmically challenged.
Orgasmically challenged vagina. Retarded vagina, as we call it on the street.
Excuse me.
You cannot just take that child and throw it in a regular class at a public school. It's not going to get the attention that it needs.
That's right.
It requires somebody with a little more patience and a little more technique.
Special training.
And some special training.
Special head training.
That's right. Special ed. Perhaps a guy named Ed. Brandon? So you need to find that guy.
You need to make better choices of men. Pay attention to that. It's like that's the language she can't even talk. Oh, guys, no problem. I get them.
Yeah, this is not her first language. She probably misunderstood.
No. Figure out what you want in a guy and go get that.
Well, Brandon. Figure out what I want you to want in a guy
okay,
and go get
that.
That
would be better. Brandon, what's up? You're 16.
I was wondering how effective the morning after pill was.
Overall, it's about 70% effective if taken within 3 days. Okay. Some of the data looks like if you take it within 24 hours, it's about 90% effective, about 80% within 48, and then 70% overall.
Okay.
Why, what's up?
Oh, I was just wondering for a friend.
All right, do it quick. Sooner the better.
Okay. And happy birthday, Drew.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right.
Take care there, buddy.
All right.
Good times. It's Dr. Drew's birthday tonight, y'all. We're going to... I think we'll hear the Dr. Drew boogie, maybe the Dr. Drew shuffle at some point.
Right now before we go to break?
Yeah, let's do it, and then that'll send us into break.
Yeah.
What do you say?
Oh. Yeah, Tom the man, what's up?
What's that?
You want to hear the boogie or the shuffle?
The one that starts with Carrot Top.
Ow!
Get down,
asshole.
Get down, get down. Get down, get down.
You're fat.
Get down, get down.
Find you, have sex with me. Gee, it hurts, have sex with me. Faggot better, have sex with me. I want to have sex with me. I was born, so I had anal sex. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Tried to be straight, or I thought I should be straight, and I was confused.
Hurt me.
You know, pee on this makes me sick. Hurts when I urinate, it makes me sick. Anal sex makes me sick. This guy's penis makes me sick. I've had anal sex, but felt no effect. I've got these lesions. Gee, it hurts. Still a virgin. Makes me sick. It's called intimacy. Can I say that?
Ow!
You're fat. You're gay.
Ow!
Confused. You're sick.
Ow!
You're overweight. You're still a virgin.
Ow!
You're dysfunctional. Not acceptable.
Dr. Drew is right.
1-800-LOVE-191. You'll be right back.
I had a nice fart going here.
Oh, no, no. It's my birthday, dude.
Oh, too bad.
Oh. Could you see it? You seem to know, indicate exactly when it arrived. Could you see it moving?
I know.
I
know by your distance, you're about 2.5 flaps away.
That second wave was a killer.
I was sitting in my partner Jimmy Kimmel's office today, farting it up in there.
Oh.
And he paid me. Oh, come on, Drew. Seriously, now get serious.
Come
on, grow up for a minute. I'm telling a story. He paid me one of the highest compliments a man has ever paid me, which is he said that my farts are now smelling really bad, whereas they didn't in the past. And I think he meant it. I don't think he was just saying that.
It's like telling a pitcher is really getting his form down.
Felt really good. Yeah. I had two guys in the office. I stunk them both out of there.
Yeah, you this is an ass clown.
This one is impressive. This is not. This is big league.
Yeah.
You're pitching in the majors now.
Then Jimmy went and crapped up his bathroom. And then 10 minutes later, he walked into the kitchen and he stopped and he announced, "Hey, made it into the kitchen." And it was a certain glee in his voice. Yeah. Melissa?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes.
Come on, Drew, shut the door and grow up now.
Relax.
Go ahead.
Don't tell him, ass clown.
Oh, my God.
What's up?
I just wanted to ask Dr. Drew a question.
Yes, ma'am.
When I was 16, they found a 5-centimeter cyst connected to my fallopian tubes and my ovaries. And I'm just wondering how hard it would be to get pregnant now.
Have no effect on it.
There's no effect
on
it?
No effect.
Okay, so I still would have the same chances.
Absolutely.
If it wasn't even there?
Yep.
Okay. The only reason I'm asking is I'm seeing a guy who doesn't like to wear condoms.
You must like to have babies then.
Yeah, that's what I was...
And you must like to be exposed to God knows what. But you mean you believe the cyst is still there?
No, I know the cyst is not there. Yeah. I know they've taken
all right.
it off.
All right.
But I'm just... Because she told me that I had a 50% chance of getting pregnant now. And I'm just wondering...
What do you mean a 50% chance getting pregnant?
Okay.
What do you mean a 50%?
Being able to get pregnant?
Right.
That doesn't make sense. Even if they took the ovary out altogether, you'd have...
They didn't take the ovary out.
Even if they did, it wouldn't affect your chance of getting pregnant.
No, they didn't take it out.
Even if they did, it wouldn't affect your
But they didn't take it.
I mean, it might slightly affect it.
What are you using for birth control?
Well, we haven't done anything.
Why don't you go on the pill?
I want to because I need to regulate my periods anyway because I don't have them normally.
You may be prone to cysts.
They usually have me on Provera.
Huh.
But I haven't gone back to the doctor to get any more.
All right. So. Well, get on the pill. That'd be better.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks.
Hey, good times.
Happy birthday, Drew.
Thanks, Melissa.
Bye.
Hey, Drew, is there 10 millimeters in a centimeter?
Yes.
There is?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that's how all those metric things work.
Right.
Tens, tens, right?
Tens, yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I'm into
what
the...
Was, you were
I'm,
talking
I'm,
about the cyst size, right?
She was talking about her size, her cyst size. I was trying to figure out how big it was.
Yeah.
Said it was 5 centimeters, right? Wait a minute, that's good size. It's like 2 inches or something.
Oh, jeez.
No, I didn't fart again. But
oh
I might.
God.
I might. You never know. It's your birthday.
Oh.
I got a present cooking in the colon.
No talent ass clown.
Anderson does not like farting.
I know. That's why you guys don't like each other.
That's where we couldn't hang out.
That's
we can't
it right
hang
there.
Out. To me, it's, you know, it's like I'm a Black Panther and he's a Klansman. Ryan?
Yeah?
You're 28?
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to Dr. Drew.
Hey, Ryan, what's up?
My main question is, my wife and I have been married for about 5 years, and she took the Depo-Provera shot after my son was born. She was on it for 4 years.
Wow.
And we decided in April she was going to go off of it so we could try to have another kid.
Yeah.
My question is how long before, you know, on average, her body will start having her periods and all that back?
How old is she?
She just turned 30.
On average, the majority have restored normal cycling and fertility within 6 months.
Okay.
On average. Can be 3 months, can be longer.
Because her doctor said it would take a year minimum.
After 4 years? No, I bet you 6 months.
We're looking at possible 6 months.
Yeah.
You want to have more kids?
Yeah, we're talking about having another one.
I think a year you can rely on things being back in
hey,
line.
Hey, just start humping.
I wouldn't say a year minimum.
Oh, we do.
Okay, good times. But, I mean, you know, you start humping and maybe you get her pregnant in 6 months and maybe it happens in a year.
I think I'd count on 6 months. I really would. I think things might not be as good as a year, but 6 months where it usually starts normalizing.
All right. Hey, all good right. times, right?
Bye.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man, Adam, things lingering.
It was a very interesting fart.
No,
that.
Interesting does not
and
begin
a lot
to
of
scratch the...
A lot of personality.
Yeah, yes.
A lot of personality.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Quite a bouquet.
Yeah, I've really really been going to town lately. It's been
showmanship.
Hey, look, it's a gene. It's like you love opera, I love gas. You know? I've always had it.
Hey, real quick, I picture Ku Klux Klan guys sitting around farting and talking about it much more than Black Panthers. I just gotta say that.
So you're saying
he's
I would
be the Klansman.
Yeah. I'd be the Klansman and you'd be the
more
Black
red,
Panther.
Right. Much
yeah,
more
you don't hear about black guys farting that much. I think their hair absorbs it too much or something. I'm not... I know it's a theory. I haven't worked it out yet.
But don't you have an afro, so that makes no sense.
Yeah. I was thinking like a big Dr. J in the 70s type afro would really absorb a fart. You know, because your hair collects the smell.
Yeah, totally.
You know, smell like cigarettes or gas or whatever.
Like an ionizing instrument.
But there's a lot of black guys with shaved heads.
Mm.
They just don't seem to be into gas that much.
Imagine that.
Yeah. Julia?
Yeah.
You're 22.
I am.
What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Happy birthday, Drew.
Thanks, Julia.
I just have a quick question. Well, recently less than a year ago, discovered that I'm bisexual.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really confusing and everything. You know, I went through the whole, do I even like guys? And I didn't
know.
At
21.
Hmm?
At 21, you discovered
yeah.
this.
I kind of grew up in a small town where that wasn't really accepted.
What happened exactly?
Well, I kind of, you know, like, growing up, I kind of, like, realized that I would look at girls differently than everybody else would, but I kind of ignored it, pushed it down. And then I moved away to a bigger city and, you know, just kind of let it run loose and had experiences and so realized that I liked it.
You had multiple experiences with women.
Yeah.
How do you know you're not lesbian?
Well, that's my question, because I went through that whole question, but I do... For sure, I do like males. Like, I know that now.
Here's
I have a crush on Adam.
Well, that's not a good sign. But here's one of the sort of deciding votes for me is whether or not you really just have confusion.
Uh-huh.
And if you were sexually abused in childhood, that sort of is what causes confusion.
Well, tell me if you see this as sexual abuse, because I don't know. When I was younger, like when I was preteen, but like very early teenagehood, I had an older boyfriend, and we were sexual.
How old?
And
how old was he?
Consenting, but I know that I was really young. And
how old was he?
He was 18.
How old were you?
13.
Yeah.
Nah. That's not abuse. It just means
I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, it's more like you got some real issues with dad.
Yeah, I do.
What's going on with dad?
Well, I've been dealing with it for a while now. I mean, it was a lot of years ago.
What's the deal?
I have a few issues with sex in itself. I'm not really sure how to identify them.
All right, hold on. I was just having a theory here, Drew. Thought.
You're gonna fart again?
Black guy's hair collecting gas?
Yeah.
No. The thought is, you know, there's two types of gays.
Yeah.
You got your
created genetics.
Gay, and then you got your created in the lab sexual abuse, over-domineering mom, what have you, males and females. You can create it in the environment, or God can make you gay.
Yeah.
It's about 50-50, if you ask me. Half the gays walking around on the planet were created in the lab, and the other half were created in the clouds.
We tend to talk more to on the radio here, the ones that are created.
Yeah, maybe 65-35. But the point is bisexuals, almost by definition, had to be created in the lab.
That's usually the experience, yeah.
Because if they were really biologically gay, they would just be gay.
Well, what if they came from an extremely rigid, like hyper-religious environment where they couldn't admit the gay?
Yeah, this might. Well, maybe.
You know what I mean? That's also sort of created by.
But by age 20 something would have committed.
Yeah,
I would think.
And that's still a sort of created by. You know what I mean? That's not genetically bi. That's genetically gay.
Well, yeah,
with a bi environment.
Right. Right. We usually think of created as going the other way around.
Yeah.
It's interesting, but I almost think by definition. Bi was created in the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because you'd be one or the other.
Right.
All right, so you had...
She was going to tell us what the deal was with Dad.
Right.
I'm sorry?
What's the deal with Dad?
With what?
Dad.
With Dad?
Dad!
You were in the middle of telling us that story.
Oh, it wasn't my dad.
No, she was going to tell us about her sexuality or something, but what else? What else bad happened to you?
That's it.
So you had the 18-year-old when you were 13,
mm-hmm.
and your dad's good, you love him?
No, she said it was...
Yeah, I love him, he's an alcoholic.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you said there was a problem.
There you go, baby.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. I don't live with them, so I'm not really subjected to it much, and when I was really young, he didn't drink at all.
Okay, but you didn't grow up with him?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, but you don't live with him now?
No, I don't.
Yeah, but we're not talking about what's going on now. We're talking about the seed, the bi seed that was planted in you early.
Mm-hmm.
So he may have planted that seed.
He?
Yeah, he being your dad.
Right. But how would he do that?
Well, I just mean that growing up with an alcoholic dad can help with the bisexuality.
Mm.
It just does. Anything. Here's what I want to say to everybody. Uh-huh. Anything different screws with your sexuality.
Okay.
You could have been molested.
Well, any trauma.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Anything different, actually.
Well, I mean, no trauma, really.
It's all trauma. Anything different is trauma. Yeah. But here's my point. Being molested or, you know, physically, sexually abused is a direct correlation to your sexuality. But having an alcoholic dad or being physically abused or being emotionally abused, that screws with the sexuality, too. And once you screw with the sexuality, you know, you go bi.
Okay.
Pretty simple, huh? Nice equation there, Adam.
All right, but here's the point. You're into whatever you're into, and that's what you're into. So,
I got a feeling that you're sort of more gay.
I sometimes feel that way, too.
Yeah, that's just my sense on you.
So why do you think that?
Just a feeling.
Just
talking to you.
I've had way more male relationships than...
That was early, and now you're catching up with the chicks.
Okay.
Yeah. Plus, guys are easier to bag. That's
and, true. You know, you really have a ton of stuff with Dad. Whether you want to deal with that or not, there's a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, sweet spirits, that you can either deal with that or not.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it easier pickings?
How do you deal with that?
Well, go to therapy. Go to a little therapy.
Al-Anon therapy. Adam, how dare you?
How ridiculous. I just can't afford that.
Well, listen.
Al-Anon, then. Al-Anon.
You can't afford not to go.
You can't handle it.
Write that down, Drew.
All right.
That's Drew's birthday, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. Good times.
We'll work up another present for him.
Listen. Oh, my God.
You say swallowing air gives you gas?
Yeah.
Let me try.
Stop. John, 24. Get him talking again. Shouldn't be hard. What's up, John? Up, John? Adam.
I'm swallowing air.
I know you are. We don't have a
call. I'm getting a head rush. John?
John, there he is.
Oh, wait a minute. I gave myself a head rush swallowing
good?
That air.
Times.
John?
Yeah.
What's up?
24.
I'm involved with the older woman. I'm attracted to older women.
All right. Good times.
All right. How old?
Just over 30.
All right.
That's good. You're 24. No big deal.
What's the question?
Well, I just wanted to know why. You know.
I don't know. That's we like women over 32.
Yeah. That's your thing. That's fine.
In fact, let's talk about this for a second.
He like women in... He doesn't like them in their 60s, does
no.
he?
No, we'll ask him.
What about a nice 55-year-old?
What?
What about a nice 55-year-old woman?
No.
Not into that?
No.
Okay.
Just 40s.
40s?
Yeah.
You're working with up.
I'm involved with one now.
Mm. You're involved with... You said a woman in her 30s.
Yeah, 42. Right. At this time, right now.
She aged like 5 years since we last spoke. John, what do you do for a living?
I'm a student.
Really?
What are you studying?
Business.
Where? Junior college?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't wash the stink of the junior college off you, buddy. Okay, listen. Forget about that education. You get to work. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
You learn a nice trade like plumbing or electrical work, and you make some money. Okay?
That sounds all right.
All right. Or maybe be, maybe do DJing at weddings.
Cool.
That's where you're, I think that's where his calling is. Wedding DJ. Can you see John up there? This next one.
How about like an auctioneer? Barker at a auction.
Oh, auctioneer?
Yeah.
Do I hear... start to bid at 50, I mean 25, I mean 70. Yeah, or maybe the guy out front, the barker, tries to get you into the porn place.
Mm.
Hey, forget it. All right, we're done making fun of John. What were you going to say, Drew? It's your birthday.
Time to go to break.
You say something about older women or women in general.
What age would you pick a sort of ideal age for a woman and a man? Let's do both. I mean, when are the men or women at their best? As sort of, not sexual partners, which is just sort of, let's say, dating partners.
Physically, emotionally, whatever.
When are they most? When are men or women most attractive?
Well, listen, with women, here's the deal. Physically, you go with the most attractive years. That's 11 to 13. You know, because they're unblemished at that point. And if they're nuts, they're nuts their whole life.
Mm.
And if they're not nuts, you don't have to worry about how old they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I go extra young.
I see.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
right. If they're daddy, if daddy screwed with them, they're a piece of work. They'll be a piece of work at 19, 29, 39, and 109. Mm. See what I'm saying, Drew?
Yeah. See. Yeah.
Okay.
Good time.
Drew's birthday show. We'll take a break.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Drew over there. Big birthday today for Dr. Drew, the ageless one.
Yeah.
And the AIDS-less one, as far as we know. Brandon is 18 and online.
Two.
Yeah. Hey, Brandon, what's up?
Not much.
Alrighty.
Happy birthday, Drew.
Thanks, Brandon.
You don't look 43.
Thank you.
Adam, you are a god and you are worshipped.
Thank you.
Anderson, you keep me laughing all night long.
Yeah. He does do a good thing.
Yeah, you
got
to catch up there, make sure, you know.
Yeah, your scans are having some pie back there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm currently, like, facing a lot of depression all of a sudden. Anxiety attacks, just clearly out of the blue.
Mm-hmm. Do you do any ecstasy or smoke a lot of pot?
Oh, never.
All right.
Never touch that stuff.
18 to 22 is when that stuff tends to come on, so there you go.
I have a strong religion.
What is it?
Latter-day Saint, Mormon.
All right.
Uh-huh.
And what's your question?
My friend Joe, he was on Prozac.
Mm-hmm.
But he got better. And I started taking it.
Prozac.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
taking his medicine?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little of his extra Prozac.
No, Brandon. No.
Why not? Sounds smart.
Well, no. First of all, the Prozac, when you're having panic attack, can make panic attacks worse. So, you know, you have a serious condition. 20% of people with depression die.
Well, they kill themselves. That doesn't count.
If I told you had a 1 out of 5 chance dying from any condition, you'd haul your ass over the doctor as fast as you could.
I get scared of doctors easily.
But you got to go get this checked out because you need to have it treated. There's no reason to suffer with this. There's so many good things to be treated with.
Hold on. What's your religion have to do with this?
Not doing drugs.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with you seeing a doctor?
No, ever since I was little, I've always been afraid of doctors. I've always been afraid of bad news that they're just going to give me, and, you know.
Well, you're not getting any bad news. You've already sort of figured out what's going on with you. What you need is some help.
Yeah, I know what my antidepressant is. I've been, I guess you could say, excommunicated from my best friend, and I don't really have someone to talk to, and so.
Why?
Dr. Drew, on a question,
Why?
Why did you get excommunicated from your best friend?
Well, it's because she is far away, and I didn't have money for the long-distance phone bills.
She?
How far away? Do you have a crush on her?
I used to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where'd she move to?
She didn't move anywhere. We met online.
Ooh.
Oh, and you can't... Where does she live?
Idaho. Mm.
Really?
Spent about $1,000 in 1 month.
Yeah. I remember my Catholic little brother, Nate, did that, little son of a bitch. Gave my calling card, got my phone shut off.
That's what started this whole depression.
All right, how about you call her and talk to her for 3 minutes a day and hang up the phone? You can't discipline yourself?
They've already taken away the long distance, and I have no money to buy any phone cards at all.
Keep the emails going.
No, we've been doing that for 11 months, and it just doesn't work so well.
How about finding a relationship?
Wait a minute. How is your best friend living in Idaho and you've never met them?
Yeah, that's the point.
You've never met them?
I never met her.
You never met it?
Why can't you find friends out here?
Oh, I do have friends out here, but no one has changed my life as she has.
All right. Okay, listen. First off, screw Jehovah. He's punishing you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
This is a horrible religion. It's made you into a mess.
No, my religion hasn't. Okay.
Yeah, you're 18. You're this close to killing yourself, and your only friend lives in Idaho. Yeah, good job, Jehovah. Thanks for the help, Jovi.
Thank you, Anderson.
Does it anything to do with the band Bon Jovi that Jehovah Witness? Is there a connected in any way?
I don't think so.
Listen, forget about the religion. Go find yourself some regular 18-year-old buddies and start hanging out. And live your life. And forget about this fantasy in Idaho.
And if you...
Go to the doctor.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you may need some medication. Okay. Got some energy there. Hey, Ashley?
Yes.
You're 18?
Yes.
You haven't had an orgasm since stopping using a vibrator 6 weeks ago?
And then it's been about a month and a half, yeah.
Okay, I'm now holding up. I'm hanging up on you because I said 6 weeks ago and you said a
month and a half.
All right, so
no,
hold...
it's the same thing.
Okay.
Almost redeemed yourself.
No.
Let's put it this way. Ashley, for the remainder of your phone call, you're not allowed to use the word no.
Okay.
You can use incorrect.
Okay,
you
yes.
You can use I'm not sure.
That's
but
right.
You can't say no.
No!
Okay?
That's right.
All right, what's going on?
I use the vibrator maybe 3 times a week for a long time, maybe a year. And I stopped using it a month ago.
Why'd you stop?
Because I knew that it was desensitizing me, and I was addicted to it.
Were you having it? Would you have a boyfriend at the time?
No.
Oh.
Oh.
I set him up for that.
You tricked me.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But I feel bad because it feels good, but he feels like he's not pleasing me, and it does feel good. I get to the point where I'm about to have an orgasm, and I stop myself. Maybe I'm really self-conscious and I can't relax. I don't know.
Have you ever had one with a boyfriend?
No.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you feel like... I know this isn't a feeling, but my theory is maybe you don't want to vulnerable with the guy, like really give yourself away to him and make that connection with him.
I think maybe.
All right.
Well, have you had trouble connecting in the past with guys?
No, I don't. Ah! I don't.
Yeah.
That's why I had a vibrator, because I didn't want to get with guys. I didn't want to.
Yeah, but were you getting sort of compulsively involved with guys?
No.
Where's your dad?
He's in Washington.
I see. And
but we're close.
You love him?
Yeah.
You love him? He was good to you? Anyone abandon you growing up?
No.
Mom's around?
Yeah.
All right, so you lived with him. Why'd you live with him for a few years?
I got kicked out of school.
Why?
Smoking pot.
Really? A bunch of times? Were you acting out?
No. I don't know. I just was stupid. I was a freshman.
One time you got caught with pot and you were expelled.
You had to move to Washington?
It was no zero tolerance or something.
Okay. Public school?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Good times.
Yeah. Good times. All right. We're going to take a little break, Ashley.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about talking to you when we come back, but I don't think so.
Okay.
You're fine.
You
love your daddy.
Don't fake it. Keep waiting. Just give it a little more time.
Just relax and get closer to the guy and give it up to him. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Don't worry about the intimacy.
Eventually, I'll be sensitive.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yes. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. Dr. Drew's birthday. Oh, yes. Never looked better. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Just talking to Anderson about Hannibal. The Silence of the Lambs redo there.
Yeah, I just heard Anderson walking away saying, "Oh, didn't you know that's a comedy?"
Out on video. Don't bother.
A load of yucks.
Please. That plot had more holes in it than the trunk pan of a 68 Chevelle that was spent 35 winters in Detroit.
Nice.
Bad. Plenty of holes.
Speaking of comedies, it was a comedy, but I felt really sick sitting in the theater because I was the only person laughing. But then I read the reviews, and they admit that it was a dark comedy.
Really? I think they're just trying to salvage something on a really bad plot.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Pauline Kael wrote it on her deathbed.
It was a piece of... it was a flaming turd, as I like to say. Chris?
Yeah?
You're 22?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Well, my question is, I'm pretty sure my mom needs some kind of help, and I don't really know how to go about...
What's happening with her?
Well, our relationship isn't what it's, like, supposed to be, and I'm pretty sure I know...
Aha!
Yeah.
Why?
As she was growing up, she kind of called herself, she explained it as, like, she was the leftover kid, and it's like her sisters, she has two older sisters, she was the youngest, and they got all, like, the new clothes and stuff, and whatever they threw away, she got, like, the leftovers. She got, like, the hand-me-downs and all that stuff. And
all right, so she got a little victim mentality.
Yeah.
Well, what's that have to do with you two?
Well, I'm learning about, like, basic needs and stuff like that in psychology right now, and things like encouragement and just, like, motivation, maybe. Stuff that she kind of... things that, like, I need from her, I don't have, and, like, because of it, I have, like, really low self-confidence, and...
Where's your dad?
They're both together.
But, I mean, you have a relationship with him?
It's really, really awkward.
Why?
As I was growing up, he's on his second marriage with me and my little brother. And, I don't know, I guess I just didn't turn out the way he expected me to or whatever.
Hold on. You say your mom and your dad are still together.
Yeah.
But he's on his second marriage?
Yeah.
So your mom is his second marriage?
Yeah.
This is his second family,
right?
With him as your little brother.
I see.
And are you gay or anything? Is there something that he really doesn't approve of?
I have a girlfriend. I work. I go to school and everything
right.
Like that.
This is all about you, Chris. Forget about your parents.
Okay.
You cannot change your parents. And then your mom would, 10 years of therapy and hard work with her dying to change might change her. but she's that's not about you. That's about her. She can do that if she wishes.
Okay.
You've got some work to do. You're a young man. Go ahead and, you know, get some help with all these issues. There's a lot can be done with what you're feeling. It's sort of, it's quite normal, as a matter of fact.
Do you live at home?
Yeah. Well, I just moved back home, actually.
That's always bad.
Yeah.
You got to get out of home.
You got to establish a sense of yourself separate from your family of origin.
This is actually the second time I've moved back home.
All right. Well, it's time to move back out. As soon as you can. And
get your own place. You see your parents 2-3 times a year, and you tolerate them.
You're in school, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure there's mental health services at your school. Go ahead and take advantage of that.
What is your... why is your dad so disappointed? What do you think you're going to be doing?
I don't think he's disappointed. It's just... I guess it's kind of me, too. I never really forgave him for things he did. Like, mm-hmm. like he didn't... It wasn't, like, sexual abuse or anything like that. It's just, like... He would think I would do something wrong, and no matter what I said, he wouldn't believe. He'd think I was lying to him, even if I didn't do it, and I'd still get.
All right. Well, anyways, you've got some weak connections, and you're very focused on mom, and God knows mom maybe not helped you with your original attachments and development of self. But it's sort of normal for the young male to switch that attachment from mom to dad, and then when you try to do that, and dad's not there, then you're sort of left adrift.
Okay, so, but here's the deal: everyone, move out. Move out.
Yeah.
Especially if your parents aren't giving you what you need. And yeah, I know, you know, I can't afford this, I can't afford that. You can't afford not to. Did I say that already?
I heard that once. I'll write tonight.
No. I'll write that down for the second time.
I did?
Oh,
okay.
Listen, if you got to drop out of school for a semester and go to work, fine. Get on your own and don't live under the thumb of your parents.
That's part of the work of getting over how you're feeling right now.
That's right. Melissa?
Yes?
20?
Yeah.
What's up?
What I wanted to talk about is when I was 16, I had inflammation of the fallopian tubes, and I went to the doctors for it, and I got it treated and everything. But now I'm 20, and me and my boyfriend have been trying to have a baby for 8 months now, and without using any type of protection, I'm not on the shot or anything.
This is divine intervention.
Yeah.
Another baby saved from a 20-year-old couple.
Hey, you're 20?
He's 28. He's going to be 28.
Why don't you get married?
We are getting married.
All right.
We're trying to have a family, but it hasn't... We don't know if there's something wrong with me.
All right. You were 16 when you had this?
Yeah.
And what was the cause?
It was. They told me it was something with my hormonal tract, but my hormones caused it.
No way.
Yeah, that's what the doctors told me.
What?
And I mean, I've never had it before. It's never reoccurred.
Were you sexually active at that time?
No, not really. I had one boyfriend, and I had only slept with him once.
All right. That would be sexually active.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use a condom when you were with him that one time?
Yes, I did.
Hmm. There, you can get bacteria up in the higher areas of the genital tract, mm-hmm. even without sort of exposure to sexually transmitted diseases.
Okay.
And it might just be one of those things. Did they put you on antibiotics?
No, I was in the hospital because the pain got so bad, I had to go to the emergency room.
Did they put you on antibiotics?
When I was at the hospital, yes.
All right, so that's pelvic inflammatory disease. That's an infection. That's not inflammation. That's infection.
Okay.
Why would they give you antibiotics for a hormonal problem?
I have no idea.
They wouldn't. So it was infection. And that is associated with dysfunction in the tube mm-hmm. and a higher risk of tubal pregnancy.
Okay.
So all the more reason you should be practicing careful contraception uh-huh. and working with a doctor on trying to conceive. Don't do this on your own. You may have a problem. You need something called a hysterosalpingogram,
okay.
where they light the tubes up and sort of see if there's any blockages and what's going on there. In the meantime, you should consider yourself at risk for tubal pregnancy.
Okay. You can't afford not to. That's yeah. right. All right. No, listen, don't have the kids for a couple of years. Give it a break. Get married. See how the marriage works. Have, you know, enjoy... Enjoy your young couplehood and have a kid at 22, 23.
Okay.
Yeah, your boyfriend's older, but he'll be 30, 31. Believe me, you don't want a dad at 29.
Oh.
You'd rather have a dad at 35. All right?
Okay.
Slow it down a little there, Missy.
And right now, the world is your oyster.
That's right.
That's all there is, man.
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is. You can't afford not to. I know. I
that's my birthday present right there.
I know that oyster thing. I know I was screwing around. I know it.
Oh, I hope so.
I'm looking at these calls. Let's see. Yeah. Broke up 8 months ago. What about Sarah up here? Sarah, 15.
Yeah?
Line one.
Hi.
Yeah. Hey. I like to say that. Sounds like we're doing a radio show every once in a while. Let's go west of the Rockies.
Yeah.
Big payoff here, man.
Thanks. All right, you're up. What's your question, goofball?
I'm 15, and my boyfriend's 12. And I was wanted to make sure that I'm not going to, like, screw him up psychologically or anything. I've already kind of had, like, some experience, and I'm personally a little screwed up psychologically myself.
What does that mean?
Well, a lot of those problems or things that cause problems you've described kind of fit to me.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
You mean
you're getting in a position that scares me here, Adam?
No, I'm not farting. I'm just I'm relaxing. I'm realizing this may be a long call. It's time to get comfortable.
All right.
Sexual abuse?
When I was 4.
Physical, emotional, all the good stuff.
Well,
listen. I think if you have sexual abuse, you also have to check off the emotional abuse box too. There could be no greater emotional abuse than that.
Well, for sexual abuse, then I have never lived with my father, who's a kind of alcoholic, druggy type, but he does live nearby, but I don't get to see him much.
Right.
For 8 years, I lived with an alcoholic stepfather, who I really didn't like.
Yeah.
I don't live with him right now.
Yeah. Next chance you get, kick your mom in the fallopian tube, and then what's that?
She's been fixed. So.
All right. Well, that'll make her easier prey. let's not deny her that, and then kick her dad in the nuts too, please. God willing, he's dead. Is he still around, Grandpa?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he was an alcoholic and did something horrible to her. So you can thank him next time you see that old goat. Make sure, just really, show him no respect. He deserves zero respect from you.
Okay.
Now, you got a 12-year-old, and are you having any physical contact with him?
Kissing.
Just kissing.
Yeah.
And you would be in what grade?
10th.
10th grade, and he would be in?
7th.
7th grade.
Wow.
All right. And do you think you may be with him? I know it's going to be a tough question to answer at 15, but because he's not a threat in a way?
Or, you know, she could be sort of an abuser. You know, she could be reaching back to try to connect with some ancient part of herself.
I don't think she's an abuser. If she was an abuser, she wouldn't be calling the show, most likely, to ask about how she was affecting this guy. She would have had sex with him.
That's true. Are you attracted to younger guys? Although she's not a male, so she's not nearly as sinister.
I'm attracted to older guys.
All right.
I just got out of a relationship a couple months ago with a guy who's now 19.
Okay.
And was he a little bit troubled?
A little bit, but not a whole lot.
Why'd you get out of the relationship?
Because we just kind of screwed up the relationship.
Okay. Here's my feeling. Thanks for getting that line on. Write that down, Drew. Screwed up relationship.
Got it.
I think you're with this guy as a sort of a break. It's like, you know what?
We're used to that. These divorced women that reach in and date these very much younger guys than themselves.
But this may be a younger version of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like driving a rental car for a couple of months. Oh, who cares? Smoke.
Yeah.
You know, you go get some drive through. Just throw it on the floor of the passenger side.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. I think she's with this guy, this 12-year-old, in the kind of a, look, I don't want any pressure. I don't want an ass-kicking. I don't want the trauma. I want some nice kid who's, not doing burnouts and is El Camino on my lawn and showing up drunk. And I want a little break.
Yeah.
All right, fine. He's in 7th grade. Hey, give him a thrill. I'm fine with all that. Don't get pregnant. Chris?
Yeah.
If anything comes out of his penis at 12.
Oh.
Does he even have pubic hair at 12? Do you have pubes at 12, Drew?
Yeah.
Sarah, does he have pubic hair?
Yeah.
How do you know?
He told me.
Told you. How'd that conversation go?
Did he draw you a picture or he just told you?
Well, I was just asking him what stage he was in his development.
Right.
And he said that that's where he was.
Said he had pubic hair?
Yeah.
I want you to put yourself in that kid's position.
12 years old?
15 was going, so what, you know, what stage in development are you?
Well,
this is a Brady Bunch episode, I swear to God.
Thanks. I got some pubic hair, and I also got a peachy folder. You want me to put your name on it? I'm going to get my learner's permit.
No, I'll be more like, no, dude, I'm cool.
Five years, I'm going to go for my learner's permit.
What are you talking about? I'm cool.
Oh, shut up.
Right?
Truth, please. You crafted my learning permit joke. Yeah. I have no time for you.
I'm going to have to.
Sarah?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're fine. Just take it slow with this guy.
All right. Happy birthday, Drew.
Thanks, sir.
And get some therapy, would you?
Yeah.
I tried. It didn't work.
Well, keep going.
Yeah. There's sort of no such thing as that. It didn't work.
Not for those who need it.
Yeah. It may mean that you're not participating properly. You didn't sort of connect with that therapist. I can accept that. But no, it's not about not working.
Therapy? Absolutely not. Look, it's just a process of sitting there and talking for 50 minutes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Put a crash test dummy in the chair next to him and put a blazer, a tweed blazer with patches on the elbows on the crash test dummy. You could talk to that.
Yeah. Listen, on we got a guy on line 5 who's worried about losing his hair at 18, but I'm just going to... He should, you know, see the dermatologist. He wants to ask about Rogaine and Propecia. Yes, you should go ask about those.
You don't want to talk to this guy?
There's nothing more to say.
Hey, Mark?
Yeah.
Losing the hair at 18?
Yep, losing the hair at 18.
Yeah, bad times.
Yep.
Go see the dermatologist. Rogaine, Propecia, it's all a good idea.
Hey, how you doing?
Propecia.
Ooh, look at your hair.
Propecia is what they probably put you on.
Have you heard of Avacor?
Yeah, no. I have heard of that.
What is that?
That's like a new herbal supplement they just came out with.
Herbs do nothing.
Propecia is what you're going to need.
The only herb that's worth a damn is weed.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
It's true, yeah.
Okay, so listen. You get on the Propecia and you get on the Rogaine, and that's the 1-2 combo, and that's about all you can do.
Okay.
But you got to talk to the dermatologist. Make sure it's not some other reason you're losing the hair, too.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Drew.
Good times, Mark.
All right, good times. Thanks. Good times. Yeah. I was looking at my dad's huge forehead when I went out to breakfast with him the other day, and
ooh,
I thought, uh-oh.
That's you.
Yeah, I'm heading for that big old weird forehead. But my dad's got he's 70 years old now. He's got plenty of hair, but he's just got that huge forehead.
Yeah, the one that never ends.
He's got that Art Garfunkel forehead.
Yeah.
Big old forehead. He should rent it out for some advertising space or something.
Yeah, playing an ending strip or something.
Yeah. Oh, how dare you, Drew. That's my father you're speaking of. Chris?
Yeah.
15?
Yep.
You went out with your girlfriend for a year?
Yeah.
You broke up 8 months ago?
Yep.
And you're still thinking about her?
Yep.
Do you ever see her?
Yeah, every day at school.
Why'd you break up? Yeah, that's awful. Why'd you break up?
Got in a fight and then we just broke up.
And she doesn't want to get back together with you now, right?
No.
Does she have a... Yeah? She have a boyfriend?
No.
These things can trigger real intense sort of grief reactions.
She,
yeah.
She says she doesn't want a boyfriend.
And you spend your whole time going, how could that be? We wasted our time. I don't understand.
I had a flash on the way over here tonight.
Yeah.
I was thinking about... when my girlfriend, one of my first girlfriends, dumped me later in life, I was like 20, 21. She dumped me and then informed me she was moving to Manhattan Beach or something, which was not out of the state, but far enough away that I really realized, oh, man, that's it.
Yeah.
I'll never see her again.
Yeah.
And it was devastating.
Yeah.
Devastating. Chris?
Yeah.
Here's the cure for this. And listen to me, because Drew has had this happen, and I've had it happen a million times, and nobody's been lower than the two of us.
That's probably when this true. Has happened.
I mean, I was depressed for 1 year plus. The only cure for this is you getting your ass together.
Yep, that's the cure.
Now, here's the problem. You spend every ounce of energy working on her, trying to figure out a plan to get her back, channeling energy into her, but you need to do you.
Yeah, but it's like, I know she treats me like crap and all that stuff, and I want to get over and everything. I mean,
right?
She just
so go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead and get over.
You here first off, you find a chick who's hot and you're over her
instantly
on the first date. But right now you're pathetic and you're wounded and you're walking around like you got a big L on your forehead, and all the other chicks see it, and that's why you're screwed.
They smell it.
Now, your only shot, here's your shot. This is the only way you get over her. Drew, you're a doctor, and tell me if you agree or disagree.
And a loser.
And a loser. And you're a loser first.
Duff. For many years, a loser.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Loser trumps doctor. Mm. You put whatever energy you got into you. You get better. Better grades, better at sports, better whatever, more friends, better whatever it is you're doing at the time, whether it's work or school or sports or whatever you're doing. you present a much more attractive package. You find a chick who's attracted to you,
you feel
and you start
anyway.
A new relationship, yeah. And pow, it's over. Until you do those two or three steps, you're screwed.
But he shouldn't be trying to get into a new relationship now, because he's going to get someone whose number doesn't match his, until he's feeling better about himself.
That's right. You cannot get fair market value on your penis right now. You need to give yourself a nice detailing.
Yeah.
And that means climbing up the ladder just a little bit, whatever it is in your school. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Work on you. Whatever it is, grades, sports, whatever, do it. And stop worrying about her. And stop worrying about trying to get her back.
Yep.
That's it. That's the ultimate, everybody. And you know, everyone, I always thought about this, too. It's like, nobody could replace this person. Nobody could replace this person. But that's BS. If you let me turn on the TV when I was in the depth of my depression and sit around and watch TV for a night and pick out a couple of chicks that I'd be dating, I would have been completely out of my funk immediately. All I needed was a slightly hotter chick with about the same IQ to come up and to honk the horn in front of the apartment. I would have been right out of my funk. Unfortunately and naturally, during that 1 year, I didn't get laid. I got abused.
Of course. Naturally.
Just roundly abused. Just abused by women I wouldn't have even asked out in the past that I thought I'm not going to go there kind of thing. I would try just to see if I could give myself a little confidence builder.
Yeah.
Even they were abusing me.
Oh, sure.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
That says Sum 41. Those kids are like 13, 12, 11, and 9. They're the white musical youth. That was a band, right?
I could
they
be.
Sing Past the Doce song or something? Or who was that? All right. Let's keep trucking. Drew's birthday, everybody. Never looked better. He's felt a hell of a lot better, but he's never looked better.
Yeah, you sort of took me into that depressed space that I was in when I was like 19. It's like, oh, no.
Once in a while. Well, not once in a while, but six times a week, I like to remind Drew of the hell that was my life. The hell. Close your eyes and picture a horrible life, and I will show you one that was much worse. Oh, I was so depressed and so poor and so pathetic. Mom, I'm so mad at you! Mom! Installing closets with a bunch of born-again Christians.
And now listen to
and Burbank.
The world is your oyster.
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is. I can't afford not to. Casey?
Hey, I'm interested in this. Casey, what's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
First, I just got to say that, Adam, you are the man. If you didn't have a chick, I would be on you, like, wouldn't believe.
Still and room, first, baby.
What?
I got room.
You're fat.
I got two nipples. You know I like nipple play.
And half a penis.
How
and
dare
half a penis.
You?
Well, Drew can make up for it, I'm sure. Drew's pretty sexy.
He's big. I've seen him at the airport, at the urinal.
Cool.
He got a big penis, yeah.
Okay, first I just...
Passionate man.
Even 43.
Yeah. Go ahead.
It is grand and beautiful.
All right, okay. Casey.
Okay. Last night, there was a caller that called in. I think her name was Rachel, and she was, like, 17. And she said that because she was, like, more than 3 months pregnant, she couldn't get an abortion.
Okay.
And that's not true, because I had one at 4.5 months, just last year.
For medical reasons?
No.
Yeah.
An elective abortion.
Just, yeah.
Well, Casey, if you were listening, I'm no doctor, but do you remember I questioned it? I did say, really? 3 months? Too old?
I said, as far as I know. What is your understanding of the law here now in California?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your understanding of the law in California right now?
Just that I think you can only go up to six.
Is it 6 months?
Well, they have second trimester.
Yeah, it's a 2-day procedure, though.
Well, there is such a thing. Don't get me wrong, but I thought the law had knocked it down to 3 months in this state.
Well, this was just last summer. So, I mean, as far as I know, because I had one at 4.5 months. It's a 2-day procedure. Planned Parenthood couldn't do it, so I had to go to somebody else, but it didn't. Medi-Cal, you know, took care of it, and
okay.
I didn't have to pay for it, and it was a 2-day procedure. But
two-day procedure.
Yeah.
Because you actually give birth, and then they poison the child, right?
That's right.
They give it. They give it a poison lollipop.
Well, no, they basically have to chop it up and pull it out.
I know that they like make you go through labor, sort of.
Yeah.
The laminaria or something like that.
Yeah, that's why after the first trimester, it gets pretty gruesome.
Yeah.
You sicken me.
How? Really? Yeah, that's where they take one of those handheld drink mixers and put it right up you.
But, okay, also I wanted to know...
Cube comes out like a strawberry daiquiri.
Okay, you're grossing me out.
All right, I'm grossing myself out now, too.
Okay, cool. Okay, I want to know, why does a guy that's in a totally committed, totally loving relationship that's, you know, plenty of awesome sex all the time, why does he go to a strip club?
Oh, why please.
Why would he go to a strip club over me?
Over you.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that about you women. It's all over. It's always in place of. You beat off. Well, it's like, I'm not good enough. I mean, you look at a Playboy. Why are you thinking of her?
No. Not like that. I'm talking, because I don't have a problem with that. I'm going to buy him his first lap dance. But when it comes down to, like, you know, upsetting me or you know, crossing a line and I say, okay, either you go or, you know, if you go, it's over, then he still goes.
How often is he going?
Like every weekend.
So it's not that he goes, it's that he's going so much it's taking time away from your relationship?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's a different thing.
Yeah, it is, except for that's probably not completely the case.
Every weekend for like the last month and a half.
Who does he go with?
His buddies. I even asked to go, and he wouldn't let me go.
Well, good. That's nothing. That's the road to hell. You don't go to a strip club with your man.
Okay, well...
Okay, listen, I'm going to say two things. One, it's cool if a guy wants to go to a strip club every once in a while and you chicks would get over it. On the other hand, if this guy thinks he's going to go every weekend and tell you, I'm going and there's nothing you can do about it...
He's a prick.
Then he's a prick.
Yeah.
Is this really the truth? Is he really going?
Like, he's not even making his car payment because he's going every weekend and spending all his money.
Oh, boy, that I wonder if he's a sexual compulsive.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, somebody who's having a lot of consequence from their sort of...
That's what I thought, because he's going despite consequences, so that's what I thought.
Okay. Just dump him. How long you been with him?
Like 4 or 5 months.
And what's he do for a living?
He's in construction.
Yeah. No. Listen, I work with those idiots.
Yeah.
Forget it. This guy's a loser.
So I need to find a corporate man like yourself, huh, Adam?
Oh, I describe Adam as a corporate guy.
Yeah, button-down type, like myself.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
Hey.
Well, Casey, hold on.
Casey, here's what you need to do.
Okay.
How old are you?
28.
You need to dump this guy.
Uh-huh.
And just hang out for 6 months. You don't need to find another guy.
Why 6 months?
That's what I'm giving. I'm giving you 6 months. Just hang out 6 months.
Okay.
Don't have an abortion.
Hey, yeah, Casey, what's with the late abortions?
I don't know.
All right, you just...
Wait a minute. I mean,
she's a procrastinator.
What the hell?
I didn't find out.
All right.
What
are they yapping about in the next room? It's driving me nuts.
They said she had two of those late abortions.
She had two of those abortions, and I was saying that she was a procrastinator, so we thought it was funny. And
then I see. I understand.
Can I talk with
her? She must be fat.
Okay. It's great, because Tara is holding the TV remote, and she's like waving it around and laughing and pointing at me. And so I'm thinking, am I on TV? I must be on TV.
No, she's pointing at trying to change you.
Trying to shut
you.
Me up, yeah, trying to hit the mute button?
Yes.
Okay.
She's pointing the remote control at you, hoping you'll...
Yeah. Do you need to talk to her, really? Or I think we're done.
Right.
Let me give something that I thought about yesterday. You guys ever, you got CD players. Everyone's got a CD player, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a home stereo CD player. You ever hit the shuffle button?
Random.
The random button?
All the time.
Like to surprise yourself?
Routinely.
Yeah.
That's about all we do.
You don't want to hear the record in order? Let's hear it.
Just whatever.
All right, I do that. I did that. I got the 500 CD carousel.
Yeah, so we
hit random. Hit the random.
At the party you were at, then that's what we were doing.
Yeah. You want to hear how retarded the Corollas are?
Uh-oh.
My sister's staying over at my house. And by the way, never let anyone stay at your house because they just think of new ways to drive you insane. I have 12 CDs in the 500 CD carousel.
Uh-oh.
I show up the other day, they're all out in a pile on a shelf. And I'm thinking to myself, why did she take my CDs out of the thing? So I say to her, hey, why'd you take the CDs out? She's like, I wanted to hear mine. I said, it's a 500 CD carousel. I had 12 in there. Just put them in. Well, it was on shuffle. No, just hit the button that says shuffle. Well, I didn't know. I just took them out. And I just thought, wow, that's a Corolla.
So you can put them back?
I don't know. But that's the kind of stuff, by the way, that you could never prepare yourself for when someone's going to move it. Like, why? And it's one of those things, too, where, you know, your mind is working like some sort of NASA computer. You're looking at the pile of your CDs on the shelf next to the CD player, and you're thinking, why would somebody? And then you're thinking, there's 500. And then you think, well, that bitch, she's doing it to screw me. And then you go, oh, wait a minute. Why does she take the? But then, well, maybe. Then you think, maybe she wanted to hear her CDs. And then you go, yeah, but why? It's a 500 disc. You couldn't make heads or tails of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what was on shuffle. But here's the point. Here's the point with the shuffle or the random. You hit the button. You hit play. And it does that little graphic, that little spin around. I'd be satisfied with two of those. It gives you an average of 26. You know, you just sit there. It's like... And I'm about the sixth one. I'm like, all right, goddammit, play the song. Play the first goddamn song. I don't care. What am I going to do? Like, write a letter if it just played the third song or the first...
Ours goes through. Ours scrolls through numbers at each digit slot, like a slot machine.
I grew a goddamn beard just watching that thing go around, that little shuffle thing. And like I said, like on the about the fifth or eighth go round, I thought to myself, I believe you. It's random now. Pick a song, please. Pick a song. But I swear, I'm gonna go count it. I will go to my house and count this goddamn thing. It went around like 16, 18 times. I just kept staring at it. And I'm going, please play the song at a certain point. Would you?
You can go count it, Adam, but keep that information to yourself, okay?
I'm just saying, I don't need that much security in my randomness of the songs.
I get you.
Hey, eventually, I'll hear all the songs anyway. Let's just get to them.
I would be interested if somebody calls us, tell us what the legal situations with these second trimester abortions in California or other states too. I'd like that information, or you can maybe email to it or fax us.
I think it's up to the second trimester. And does that mean
it's up to
the end of it? Would that'd be 6 months? That seems too late. Jason,
yeah,
you're 23.
Yeah.
Sorry to wake you up there, Jason.
Sorry about it.
Okay, noticed a change in the penis last few weeks or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought perhaps it was due to masturbation, abusing it, I guess. But anyways, what's happening is
whatever happened to have masturbation been called self abuse?
Was it called self abuse?
Yeah, self abuse.
Where in the Bronze Age or
no,
something?
No, in my time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was just after the Bronze Age. Yeah.
Go ahead there, Jason.
All right. Well, anyways, whenever it gets erect on the top of the penis, behind, I guess, the prepuce there, there's a blood vessel that's becoming more prominent, kind of hard and rolls when you press it, and, you know, it wasn't there before. It's kind of, I guess, to me, seeming to become more so, and I was just wondering if it's possible that... could be causing damage or could be damaged.
Your penis could be damaged?
Yeah.
It's affecting his thinking and his speech, though.
My penis. Did it suffer any trauma?
No, it has.
I'm not sure what you're describing, Jason, but you can get clots in the veins in your penis. It can happen.
What should he do?
Well, it actually is something someone ought to look at. Although it's not all that uncommon, it's something that can be associated with certain kinds of abnormalities in the blood clotting system that I think ought to be evaluated.
All right, let's take ourselves a break. But because it's Dr. Drew's birthday, I think we'll go into break with the now famous Dr. Drew boogie.
Ow! Get down,
get down. Asshole.
Get down.
Pee on this stick. Makes me sick. Pee on this stick. Makes me sick. If I find you stealing my underwear again, here's what's gonna happen. Asshole. Stuff like this makes me sick. You're fat. Asshole. You're fat. Can I say that? You're fat. Darn. You're overweight. I want to be dominated. You're gay. I want to be dominated. You're gay. When I was 19, I ate about 4 boiled peyote buttons and stayed up all night but felt no effect. It's called intimacy. Can I say that? This is not acceptable.
Can I say that?
You're fat.
Pee on this stick.
Not acceptable.
Boiled peyote button.
You're overweight.
Not acceptable.
Can I say
Can
that?
Say that?
Hey, everybody. Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. You know, something I was, another interesting thing. I went to visit my grandmother today. You know, it's always unnerving about old people. They have, they got two voice volumes. They have the one where you can't hear them and then the one where they're screaming.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
My grandma has this voice that could just cut through fog, and she's in the next room, you know. And there's some kind of magazine article that somebody brought over to her on the Man Show.
Oh, boy.
And so I'm standing in the living room, and, you know, when I go visit her now, half the time she's on the pot or something. You know, she's good, you know, she's old, so she's sitting there. She's doing something. And she has, like, a nurse, you know. So I'll come in, you know, hey, Grandma, I'm here. I'm up in the toilet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, and the nurse is like, she'll yell at the nurse, but of course I can hear. Tell him to look at the magazine. All right, and I'll yell down the hall. I got the magazine. He should see the magazine. You know they get a lot of energy about like kind of nothing. You know,
a little bit of franticness.
Yeah, like too much for. Yeah. And then I'm holding the magazine, sort of just standing there in the living room looking at it. Tell him to get the mag. And I want to hit her with the magazine now and go, look, I got the goddamn magazine. What do you want? It's always a weird thing, and it's always weird too. You don't know what to do. Like you want to go up to the maid person and go, hey. Here's 20. Sorry about that. You know, sorry you got to deal with this.
Oh.
You ever been in that situation?
No.
Where someone in your, you'll get there soon. Yeah. Someone in your family is being a little weird with somebody,
right?
That they're being paid, and you shoot them a look every once in a while, but you want to go over there and like put your arm around them and go, listen, I don't like her either. I don't blame you. Want to kill her, right? Me too. Like, here's $100. That's cool, right? Like you don't want to get. Listen, I know we're blood and everything, but don't lump me in. Steve?
Yes.
You're 35.
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to know why there's no Adam Boogie.
No one has seen fit to make one. I don't know why. There you go. There's the new Adam Boogie. I don't know, Steve.
Adam Boogie.
I appreciate you asking.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing. I'm certainly not going to make one, and neither is Anderson, and that's it.
I've been working on one for like 6 months.
No.
No yeah. way.
And Adam?
No, I think about it in my car all the time.
Adam thinks about all kinds of things in his car.
Anderson has no radio in his car, so he's forced to think of things.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right, so...
Can I say happy birthday to Drew?
No.
Thanks, Steve.
That'd be out of the question. Listen, if someone listening wants to send in some crude Dr. Adam Boogie, that'd be fun. Jennifer?
Hey, guys. I just want to thank you for taking my call, and Dr. Drew, happy birthday.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Our pleasure.
Basically, what's been going on is that the beginning of the summer, I actually caught my dad cheating on my mom again.
What happened?
Well, my parents are married. Well, I'm Asian. That should explain a lot of stuff. But I'm Asian, first of all. My dad lives in Taiwan. My mom lives here, but they're married. And
were you visiting him in Taiwan and caught him?
Yeah, my mom was already there, and so I went to go visit after school ended. And what happened was, basically, I just was, you know, looking through his cell phone, and I noticed there's this one number dialed a lot, and for the name, it was just some lady's name, and I asked my dad, and he kept denying it, and I'm like, he's done it before, and it's been a long time. It's been maybe 10 years since.
What was the consequence last time he did this?
I was really young. I was maybe 6.
But what did is this relationship, you and your mom's, such that, what are you doing?
I'm not farting. I'm just putting my feet up.
You got to understand, I've got like post-traumatic stress reaction. Every time you move like that, it really disturbs me.
Yeah.
You can always put your feet up, but you don't have to bring your ass up like you did. You see what I'm saying?
Please, stick with the call.
that do your parents have an understanding where this kind of thing is sort of okay in their relationship?
I didn't realize it, but they do. And I asked my mom, I guess I'm old enough to understand now, but I asked my mom about it. I'm like, Mom, just tell me the truth. I can handle it, since my dad wasn't giving me anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, can you please just tell me the truth? I'm old enough, you know? And she's just like, well, you know, your dad is considered good in, you know, the Asian aspect of things, because at least he's still supporting the family, and, you know, he, and like, they made it so...
Wait a minute. Hold on. Jennifer, this is Adam speaking.
Hi, Adam.
Hi. I like you, by the way.
Oh, great.
I enjoy most...
Don't hang up on me.
I enjoy Asians in general, but I like you even more than I like most Asians.
Why is that?
I just like her voice.
I see.
This is a very becoming voice.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called nervousness.
Okay, but I like it. It's cute. Now... Remember we spoke to someone some months ago where they had the same situation as her dad was out of town a lot on business and blah, blah, blah.
I think it was a Taiwan situation.
Yeah.
Too, if I remember.
Now, you're putting a lot of energy into busting your dad.
Well, but she had different assumptions about their family, and now she's finding out.
Even so, at 19, it's time for you to sort of get out of the nest a little bit.
Yeah, but she was raised in a different culture, and here she's going back to her culture of origin where it's... Men, all they have to do is support a wife and family, and they can do whatever the hell they want.
Good. I'm moving there.
Uh-huh.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah.
Like, my family is we're very codependent on each other, basically. Like, my mom's here, so they depend on me a lot just to come home and make sure my mom's okay, because basically me and my sister moved out. So I'm the only one in the area, so I have to come home every weekend, and I just feel really guilty.
Are you going to college somewhere?
Yeah, I go to UCLA.
Shocking. I didn't know they let Asians into that school. School's completely Asian now, isn't it?
It's basically Taiwan incarnate over there.
All right, so you're going off to college. Your mom is not distressed by this situation?
She is, and what's really bad this summer is it's becoming really destructive for me. I started throwing up my food, I started cutting myself.
Oh, my God. At 19, the first you were not a cutter before this?
No, I've been suicidal before, though. Like, sorry. I think when things got really bad in high school.
Well, I know. Like, that time, that semester, you got a B. You know, Asian gets a B, they kill themselves.
Basically. But, yeah, well, my dad's a doctor, so we have medication in the household. So
oh, boy.
Just swallow stuff.
Okay. All right, baby. This is, the plot is thickening a little
bit. Jennifer, you got to get over to Student Health Services and get some help.
I can't. It's
Why?
Really hard. Like,
why?
I went, like, my schoolwork was deteriorating, and I was getting really scared, so I went to go talk to them, and it's really hard for me to open up. I mean, it's just ironic, since I'm telling the whole world what's going on.
Yeah, you're doing a decent job.
But it's just, I can't explain it.
Oh, listen, baby, I just want to give you a hug. Where are you over there? You over there in Westwood?
I'm parked in the Sherman Oaks Plaza.
Oh, Sherman Oaks. Yeah, I can be there in 15
minutes.
Maybe
you can drive over there and give her a hug.
You over there at Fashion Square?
I stopped, because I was on my way to school, but I stopped to get reception for you guys.
She's in the plaza by the 405 there.
Yeah.
The one they're tearing down, I think, right?
I have no idea, but it's pretty deserted.
Yeah.
Look, start a signal fire. I'll be the guy with his high beams on going down the 405 looking for an Asian with a burning car.
How about I just pass a lot of gas
so
you can see it in the sky as the heat rises?
She is your kind of gal.
Oh, this is a great woman here. Okay, listen, Jennifer.
Yeah.
We got to run, but here's the deal. Your family's problems are going to ruin you. You're going to go down with them.
Yeah.
I understand you respect your mother.
She's the scapegoat.
And all that. Please, you're internalizing way too much. Your mother's an adult. Your father's an adult. They have their problems. They also have a relationship. It's been working so far. They've been together for 30 years. You are not going to make it, and you're not going to break it. They're big people, and it's up to them. You cannot shoulder any more of their responsibility.
You've got to take care of yourself.
That's right. And the best thing you could do for them, by the way, is get good grades and don't kill yourself. You understand?
But you understand. Some of this, she's enraged with them, and some of this.
I understand, but it's you're way too enmeshed with the family.
Yes. And listen, Jennifer, please go back to the Student Health Services and go ahead and open up. You're quite capable of it. You've done it fine here with us.
Right.
Go ahead.
All right.
We have only 30 seconds.
Over there, I'm trying. I should find her over there in Sherman Oaks. I can go by
there. She'd come right over here and talk to you if you want.
She's probably vulnerable, too.
Oh, God.
Probably put out. Mm. You know what I mean?
Unacceptable.
Over there and pick up the pieces. Conrad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Saw that Shogun, boy. I really like that.
What's up, Conrad?
Well, I'm having difficulty, I guess, with family. At the same time, I've been doing, I guess, more drugs lately. Basically, there's nothing I care about anymore, and it's as if I did drugs and I OD'd, I just wouldn't care all that much.
I see. You're
well, that's called depression.
How much coke you doing?
Well, whenever I need it, whenever I build up enough anxiety.
All right. How about you focus on, you know, going to CA?
No, I'm a prison addict. All I hear is that he's severely depressed.
Well, he also...
Well,
but
firstly, I should tell you also, I have a father that's a psychologist, so that hasn't helped much either.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. They're always nutty. As they say, the contractor's house is the worst one on the block. And, yeah, my dad's one of them, too. It's a real piece of work. Hey, Conrad?
Yeah.
All right, get yourself some therapy and work on your depression.
I mean, or some help. I mean, this is ridiculous. You're passively suicidal. That's bad news.
Sorry, we spent all the time trying to save the Asian chick. We don't have much time for Whitey. We got to take a little break. But listen, Conrad, seriously, you know what to do. Therapy, you're big boy. Easy on the coke, too. And we'll be back.
Here it is. Bottom line, it sucks being single today. Tons of lame people and no decent prospects. Call the Dateline. Call the Dateline. Call the Dateline.
1-877-889-DATE. Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready.
Hey, it's Loveline. This poor Cindy's been on hold for 54 minutes here.
All right.
Cindy, 18?
Yeah.
Had a lot of partners?
Yes.
All right, stop it.
Little girl voice.
Yes. Look, get some therapy. Stop acting out. You can't afford not to.
Yes.
You know what you're doing. We're out of show. But this is Adam and Drew telling you, just stop it.
Okay.
You know what's going on. Just
fine
stop
to
it.
Stop.
It's fine. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, you can find out what's driving you to do it via a book or some therapy or some counseling
or
whatever.
If you really can't stop, that should be a sign of how much you need that help.
All right, real fast here. Conrad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry we're so quick with you, but that's our answer.
Can I just ask you, where would you suggest getting help rather than it be run-of-the-mill Beverly Hills $250-an-hour crap?
I know you're mad at your dad and the whole psychology game, but there's plenty of good ones out there for $80.
Go to the Fuller Theological Seminar in Pasadena. It's free.
Pasadena Fuller Theological Seminar. Mm. Yeah. All right. And Connor?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get splooge on your belly. You got to use the bib.
Or the Zamboni.
My buddy, the belly Zamboni. Mm. My buddy, the Wheeze, invented the belly bib many years ago.
That's nice.
Genius. Now, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying... Mahalo. The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is. You can't afford not to.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.